The storm is coming. Well, or so the QAnon predicts. Or maybe it's Armageddon. At least, that's what the evangelicals think. After the apocalypse, everything should be much improved. A world without gays or uppity blacks, without the woke crowd or elitist college grads, immigrants, liberals, environmentalists, or anyone else, well, like me. Okay, a paradise for them, not necessarily for you. Probably something akin to present-day Afghanistan after the return of the Taliban. Heaven in the eyes of the oppressor. The January 6th insurrection, or protest if you were one of the folks merely wanting to make yourselves heard while on vacation, might give you an idea of what the storm might bring to the table to make life new and improved. If you don't get a seat next to Jesus, you might still get one near Steve Bannon. No, Donald Trump isn't going to let you anywhere near. Stop deluding yourselves. So after a brief but vociferous rebel yell from the disaffected, the aggrieved, the racists, and the folks who now think democracy might as well be junked if they can't get their way and no longer want to wait patiently for Armageddon, how do we reunite the late great USA? Compromise seems an archaic notion when bargaining with Satan, probably an impossibility given the increasingly insular bubbles of social media. We live in separate fortresses of rigid belief, each side lobbing flaming oil across a vast chasm, a no-man's land of minds and memes littered with fallen heroes, debunked saviors, discredited founders among the broke statues of Confederate generals. As the great philosopher Pogo once said, we have met the enemy. Yeah, and he is us.